Chicago-based Invenergy says it will no longer pursue trying to put up almost 100 wind turbines south of Green Bay. Invenergy says the Ledge Wind Energy Center won't go forward because of regulatory uncertainty about wind farm siting in Wisconsin. The announcement comes shortly after a legislative committee blocked a PSC-approved compromise over wind siting rules. Governor Walker has also proposed tougher wind siting standards. Keith Riopel of the environmental group Clean Wisconsin says Invenergy's decision to pull back is not a surprise.
And the messages they're getting from Governor Walker and the Republican legislative leaders that Wisconsin is not open for wind energy business, and that these jobs, and they're good-paying construction jobs in the wind industry, are not valued in this state.
Republican State Senator Rob Coles of Green Bay says he's not sure Invenergy had a customer lined up for the electricity that it would have produced. Coles also says there was local opposition to the project.
They also had an issue of the congestion and the density of the neighborhoods that they wanted to put it in. I mean, this is not 1950 when you had lots and lots of open spaces.
Coles bristles at the notion that Governor Walker's wind energy policies are to blame for Invenergy canceling the Ledge Wind project. Coles says he believes state lawmakers eventually want a compromise on the wind siting legislation. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.